Conclusion. Resistance movements originate, grow, mature, escalate, and decline, changing in both shape and character during their progression. Scholars and analysts of resistance have long acknowledged the need to examine movements not only according to their unique features and behaviors, but also according to their developmental phases. By conceptualizing and understanding a group's phases of development, unconventional warfare practitioners can better engage with a resistance movement. This study has sought to contribute to furthering that understanding by synthesizing existing thought on the subject and by creating a construct that practitioners and scholars can use to further study the subject. The construct features five states: preliminary, incipient, crisis, institutional, and resolution. The most defining feature of the preliminary state is the manifestation of unorganized and unattributed unrest. Unorganized because actors are unconnected, and unattributed because the unrest lacks a common narrative about the source of the problem. For the incipient state, alternatively considered coalescence, the defining feature is the development of intentional organization and a common narrative. The movement has begun to take shape, with leaders and overt strategic patterns of action, as opposed to featuring leaderless, short-term actions. A movement in crisis state features the essential characteristic of an escalated confrontation with opponents, most often the state authority, that marks a decisive moment when the movement demonstrates itself to be a real and clear threat to the opponent's interests, such that the opponent must respond. In the institutional state, the resistance movement has survived the confrontation with its opponent and has established a role in society. Finally, a movement can reach a resolution state from any previous state through a variety of avenues, from falling dormant, to radicalizing, to exhausting its resources, to being co-opted, to succeeding, and several more. This study presents these states as linear, but properly understood, the construct allows for the flexibility of resistance movements to progress in a nonlinear fashion. The ARIS body of work aims to further the science of resistance. The developmental framework or phasing construct proposed in this work, coupled with the vast body of work under the ARIS umbrella, seeks to lay the foundation for a science of resistance that will not only support the needs of the special forces community, but will also enrich the broader communities of academics and policymakers. It is our hope that others will use this construct to undertake extensive analysis that will shed significant light on the mechanisms and variables that drive resistance movements forward and backward.